Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The nation was horrified by what happened to Arena Zaruzko when they learned of the very long record of DeCarlos Brown, who brutally executed her on that light rail line. And what's kind of crazy, and people rightly reacted to his very many dismissed, mostly misdemeanor charges, but there were a lot of them, is that Alexander Dickey, here in South Carolina, we're told this is a red state, although many days I wonder, Alexander Dickey had a far worse record than DeCarlos Brown ever did. And we're talking 25 felony convictions, 40 convictions overall, 70 charges, had been sentenced to 30 years in prison across four cases. I'm still not over this from last week after pulling his record. And he was only walking around because four judges suspended those 30 years worth of sentences across four cases. And then when he committed new crimes, which should have triggered those sentences being imposed, nobody bothered. It wasn't important. I want to welcome Stephen Federico, her father. Sir, I am so, so sorry this happened to you. I have a daughter near her age, around her age, and my heart just hurts for your family.
Well, I appreciate the invitation to be on your show. And everybody's heart in America should be hurt and should be horrified as to what goes on right now in our judicial system in some areas, especially South Carolina.
Tell me about that, because you now have months of experience dealing with that system. And I know that you also have months of experience dealing with Prosecutor Gibson, who is an elected Democrat there. Tell me what you've learned.
Well, I don't have a lot of experience dealing with Mr. Gibson. Okay. I've only talked to him on one occasion after Mr. Dickey's bond hearing. And then I've talked to our advocate from that department two, maybe three times, a couple of texts here and there. You know, I think what's troubling is this, is that nothing about it really has come out yet. But I think what's going to come out is going to implode the South Carolina justice system.
Good. Good. Can you give us any kinds of preview about kind of what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, something typically has to be done, honestly. In Logan's case, there was, I guess, four separate failures from missed fingerprints, I think, in 2013 and 2015, or them not being sent to SLED, or just some sort of malfunction. Okay. And then you look at the solicitors, I would say, in Lexington County, and I think a couple of times in Richland County as well, just didn't do their homework, just didn't do their background checks, just didn't know who they were dealing with at the time they had Alexander Dickey on their docket. You know, then you look at the judges that there's one in particular judge, I believe. I can't remember his name. I have to apologize. I actually just found it out last night late. that at the end of the day, you know, that 411 days he spent in prison in 2023 or 2024 kind of solidified where what Logan's future was. I mean, he was supposed to be in jail for 5 years, and the judge felt that he had done 411 days, and that was kind of plenty. But if you look at Alexander Dickey's years of his criminal resume before that, it would have dictated, no matter whether they missed fingerprints or not, all his other crimes before that should have dictated that somebody knew that this guy could not be rehabilitated, period.
That judge, Stephen Federico, that judge is Edward Miller. We've been calling him out for a week now. I've been trying to get some response from him, have not been successful at it. And I want to rewind for a sec before I want to tell you about what I've found about Judge Miller and Judge Russo and how this happened. And I want to get your reaction to it. But first, tell us, your daughter, you know, from the Waxhaw area, right? So that's a suburb of Charlotte, basically. You think, you know, she's going to go down to South Carolina, see some friends at USC. She'll be safe, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I've always talked to my kids to keep their head on a swivel. Unfortunately, this wasn't one of those cases that they could or she could. You hope they would be safe. It's in a kind of a well-to-do community. Very nice. I know some other people live around that area. And I would say, yes, when she left on Friday, we anticipated her coming back.
I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. And I want to just hit you with the research that I've done. I used to, many moons ago, be a criminal reporter. I pulled the record of Alexander Dickey going back to 2013, something not a lot of people are doing. I think they're looking at just the last 5 years. But
if you printed that out, it took a while.
Yeah, it did. It's longer than my arm. And what's so remarkable about it is the number of felonies. For instance, the first conviction is for a dozen felony charges, breaking into cars, possessing stolen vehicles, larceny more than 10,000. He gets 5 years, but the judge suspends his sentence, right? And what does that mean?
Right.
Well, it just real quick, in South Carolina, as you know now, I'm sure that means, okay, if you breathe the wrong way, you go to prison. I'm going to suspend your sentence. You should do 5 years. If you committed another crime, you don't meet with your probation officer, you go to prison. That's how it's supposed to work. But that's not how it worked here. He did a burglary after that in 2014. He gets another 10-year suspended sentence from a name you're going to hear a lot, Judge Edward Miller. Whoa, he should be sent to prison on the first sentence. That's 15 years.
Absolutely. And honestly, from what I understand, and listen, we're finding a lot of this out. We have a great team putting some information together. But from what I understand, he violated his probation constantly.
Yeah. No, he did. You could see it in his
constantly.
Record. Constantly. Yeah.
Yeah. So everything that I know, if you add up all the years that he really could have gotten, was, I think, a little over 140 years if he would have been prosecuted and sentenced correctly.
And he was actually, this is what to me is so mind-boggling, sentenced to 30 years. All these judges had to do was make him serve it. So we're up to 15 years right now. Okay, Judge Edward Miller, here's what's incredible. He commits another burglary and another financial card use, two felonies. He pleads guilty and he gets another 5 years in prison. Yeah. And that judge, a Thomas Russo, suspends that. So we're now at 20 years across three cases. He is guilty. Right. He has to go to prison. He should have been sent to prison by the first judge, Edward Miller, but they don't bother. They just let him go walking around.
Right. And, you know, we're digging into a lot of the judges now, but I also have been told that he also, at some point, I think in 2024, had an identity theft as well, which is a federal crime, from what I understand. And could have done 10 years for that as well.
So
he should have never met Logan.
He should have never met Logan. And look, these judges, once they give a suspended sentence in South Carolina, he commits another crime. They're supposed to revoke that, send him straight to prison. I was only at 20 years. There's 10 more because he had begun doing burglaries like he did to her. And again, Judge Edward Miller, who I understand lives in Greenville and recently retired from the bench here, he gives him A third suspended sentence, 5 years felony, actually makes him serve 411 days for that. But that ain't nothing because it's 30 years. 30 years he should have gone to prison for.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
These judges, and it's not just Alexander Dickey, Stephen Federico. I've been talking about this for 10 years. It's just drunk drivers and armed robbers and murderers. Yep. They're all getting suspended sentences and walking out the door in South Carolina. We need to stop it. What can I do to help you?
Well, what we're doing right now is our biggest fight is making sure Alexander Dickey gets the death penalty. Yeah. And that's a start. I think really what has to happen is we kind of have to enforce our death penalties. And I think a lot of the cases we kind of have to revise how we look at that. Everybody on gets a death penalty should be entitled to a appeal. Okay. But I think they should jump in front of everyone's. Okay. If you're found guilty beyond reasonable doubt, you've had a strong case. I don't think you should be sitting in prison for 30 years. Okay. I think you lose that. It's almost like people that hire young kids to do crimes for them because they know that they're not going to do much time because they're kids. Okay. Our penalties not only have to be stronger, but enforced at a rapid pace. I'm a firm believer that will deter some of this from happening. And the best case scenario is they don't have a chance of getting out of prison. I mean, one is there's got to be judicial reform, how we pick judges in South Carolina, you know, and whether or not they're actually qualified to do the job.
And unfortunately, this is the only state really left in the nation, Virginia, somewhat, where our legislators who are lawyers with some of the biggest law firms in the state, they pick the judges. And unfortunately, judges know that if you don't rule the way they want when their clients come before you, they're not getting their judgeship back. And I think your daughter was a victim of that.
Yeah. And I think when people start finding that out, because I doubt a lot of people know that unless you live in South Carolina and you're in the politics and you're in the law enforcement. I would say 99% of people are going to look at that and they're going to cross their eyes and say, wait a minute, they do what? The people that actually plead cases for guilty people or people that are on trial actually pick the judges that they go before. What kind of fair trial are not the defendant, but the victims going to get in that?
They're not.
Right.
They're not.
They can't. It's impossible. You're obligated to give a fair trial, but at the end of the day, your boss is in front of you plead the defendant's case.
Steve Federico, could you hang on for just a moment? I have a couple more questions for you on the other side.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Your pleasure.
Stephen Federico, father of, and she was so beautiful, Logan Federico, who thought she could just come down to UNC for a weekend and spend some time with friends. tragically murdered in the middle of the night by a guy who'd already made a habit of breaking into places, taking people's credit cards, and had been convicted across four cases, should have served 30 years in prison, but was wandering around because it's a beautiful day in South Carolina. We'll be right back. In South Carolina, we are the only state in the nation where judges are appointed with a vote of the legislators, not the constituents, not the voters. And so big law firms here in South Carolina will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting a single legislator elected, knowing that that person will then be able to select judges. There's a whole panel of them. They deliberately select the most liberal, the most permissive judges possible. And then those judges do their bidding, sometimes dismissing charges, although a lot of times the prosecutors too, but mainly in giving out suspended sentences. Alexander Dickey is only the latest. If you've listened to this show for the 11 years I've been doing this, and every other month here in Greenville, we have a beautiful young person who is literally murdered by a drunk driver who's out on a suspended sentence. What is a suspended sentence? Again, he pleads guilty. The judge finds him guilty, and he gets a sentence, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, usually for a horrific felony. But then the judge says, I'm suspending it. You don't have to go to prison. Now, the judge is supposed to reimpose it if he even sneezes the wrong way. But judges just pretend they don't know, or maybe they don't know. I don't know, when he commits crime after crime after crime. So what you're seeing here with Alexander Dickey, who murdered Logan Federico, what you're seeing is a guy who got a whopping four of these, including three by the same judge who should have known he'd given him previous suspended sentences. So very, very tragic. Her father, Stephen Federico, is with us this morning. Sir, and I know it's not much of a comfort to you, but I will tell you, this happens every 2 months here. It is why we have one of the highest per capita death rates from drunk driving, because these criminals who rob banks and steal cars and get long sentences, who commit burglary, they also drive drunk and they kill people almost constantly while out on their suspended sentences. So I know it's no comfort to you, but I wanted you to know that your daughter is one victim of these judges in this system among literally thousands.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. And when you make that statement about these people that are keep doing the same crimes, you know, statewide or nationally, the recidivism rate is unbelievable.
Yeah,
you know, most people let out of prison after 3 years, 66% of them are back in prison. After 6 years, it jumps up to like 78%. And within 9 years, it jumps up to like 86%. So just imagine if we actually kept them in prison or put them in prison for a long enough time after 10 years or until they couldn't possibly commit another crime, aged out of committing crimes. Imagine what our fatality rates and criminal records would look like if they kept them in prison, because most people committing crimes are the ones coming out of prison.
Absolutely. And in South Carolina too, unfortunately, people who should have gone to prison but never did. The good news though, is I was talking to our attorney general over the weekend, who is running, I think he won't mind if I share that, who's running for governor, and I'll be talking to a lot of the other governor's candidates, and there is a way we can stop these judges and take the power back. It's going to be hard.
Who's that?
I was talking to Alan Wilson this weekend.
There is
a way to stop these judges. We have to take away their power with legislation to suspend these sentences. At a minimum, no more suspensions for felony sentence. You plead guilty, you're found guilty by a jury, then by God, you go to prison. That's where you go. You go where you're sentenced. You don't go home,
right,
like Alexander Dickey did four times.
Right. You know, and I've spoken with Alan Wilson a few times, and he's very respectful. But look, and here's part of the problem. Like, we have to figure out a better system. And I don't think that's doing it by, unless we're having an independent investigation of what's going on in South Carolina. You know, when you have a judge, like you just said, you kind of nailed the nail on the head. You know, you have judges that recognize these defendants that come before them Alexander Dickey was recognized in a video using my daughter's credit card because he was arrested so much. They didn't have to do a search of who he was. They knew who he was.
You mean the police knew who he was automatically? Yeah, because they'd arrested him.
As soon as they saw him on a video, they knew who he was.
Yeah.
And let's remember, this is a guy that committed 25 felonies. 25 felonies. How do you commit 25 felonies and stay out of prison for, I mean, I think he's probably done a couple of years or something like that. We're doing some more research and trying to get some more solid records. But everybody I talked to said he should have been in prison for 30 plus years for any of them.
600 days he served of those 30 years he was actually sentenced to.
It's unbelievable, and it's not fair to people like Logan and every other innocent victim for any other crime that they lost their life for, including, like you said, the drunk drivers, anyone. I mean, if you've proven that you can't live in a lawful society, then you can't live in a lawful society, and we have to change the way we do things.
Well, I hope that you will help me because I've been at this for 11 years. We really need legislation again to take away the suspended sentences. If we can't control who the judges are, then we can control whether they let these creeps out.
I'm hoping you can help me.
Okay. Yeah, no, I am absolutely waiting. Anytime you want to come on this show, you want to get anything done, you have my email. I'll give you my phone number. You get in touch with me and you come on and we will fight this together.
Awesome.
I am so sorry.
Thank you so much, Kara. I really appreciate you having me on the show today. This is an important cause. It's too late for Logan, but it's not too late for somebody else. I think there are some good people like Alan that want to change things. I really do.
Stephen Federico, father of Logan Federico. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You too.
Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.